Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I am telling you, as I sit here, I have told you the facts on COVID from day one.
Looking good. Almost done. And there. Done.
What have you done?
I painted the truth. I painted my truth.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But what about Hunter Biden getting $500,000 per painting, and he never painted before?
She loves it. She's going for it.
Whoa! What the hell are you doing?
You can't throw art in the trash.
Oh, that wasn't art. It was garbage.
Obviously, this is a problem, an ethical problem, one of optics, but also just from a practical perspective. I find it hard to believe that there is any such thing as a blind sale when you're purchasing art from the president's son.
The sheer brazenness of both Hunter Biden and his father where it comes to scandals.
Could you imagine if my kids did that? Could you imagine?
From swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
I think I may ask the president about that when he's on this afternoon. What would happen if Donald or Eric or even Barron decided to hire a jailbird from California to run an art gallery and selling his paintings, his quote-unquote paintings, for $500,000? I think there would be a mass explosion of moonbats' heads across this nation. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We do have Donald Trump on schedule today for the third hour of the show. And listen to the hand of this crowd here at Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. You know, we announced a few days ago we would be here today. And guess what? I think we have a bigger crowd than Joe Biden did in Ohio last. And he was supposedly on national TV. And, you know, a live thing. Well, we are is on Facebook. So anyway, it is great to be here. And we'll be here all afternoon. 844-500-4242. If you would like to join us. And Rachel Rollins has been nominated to become the next U.S. attorney for Boston. Not unexpected, but, you know, she's only been the DA for less than, about 2 years, I guess. And so this will be an indication, too, when she gets the job, then Charlie Parker will have a chance to appoint the new district attorney, and that'll be a good indication of whether he's running for re-election or not, because they'll be after him to appoint another wokester to the job, and we'll see what he does. I'm guessing, if I had to guess, I'd guess woke. He's going to go woke. Everything has been woke with Charlie for a very long time. But anyway, as we always like to start off with the new Joe Biden cut. Do you guys like Joe Biden cuts?
Yeah.
There are some skeptics. They think we overdo it. You know, that we've made our point with the first 8,000 Joe Biden cuts.
You know who the skeptic is. It's the mayor manager. She's anti-Joe Biden cuts.
There are a couple other ones, too, but not a lot. I think it's time, though. I haven't even listened to these cuts. The only one I heard, the only cut I've heard is the one where he comes down and there's speculation about what he says, you know, when he's kind of stumbling towards the press to ask about the illegal aliens.
Immigration.
See, I can't make it out. I heard what everybody is hearing earlier, but just now I didn't hear it. Did you, Grace?
What everyone's been hearing earlier. Can we be a little more specific, please?
Well, you tell them.
My butt's been wiped. That's what it sounds like he's saying. No, I'm not making that up. That's what Twitter thought he was saying, was my butt's been wiped. It was trending on Twitter with 14,000 tweets. And Howie, the scariest part of that cut, and Taylor would probably agree, is that the reporters are acting like he said something really funny, or like they understood what he meant. That's how crazy these trained SEALs are, that he says absolute gibberish and they go, good one.
He does have the helicopter in the background. That is convenient. You know, for the president. I mean, Trump used that as a crutch himself, you know.
But if you said something that was nonsensical, I wouldn't start laughing. I would say, what'd you say?
No, you're right. No, that's true.
They're crazy.
Well, they're not crazy. They're in the satchel, as they say. They're in the tank. They are trained SEALs. But we've got a lot of stuff here. Taylor, do you want to select? Like I said, I haven't heard these. Do you want to select the lead cut here this afternoon?
Sure. This is from earlier this afternoon, a press conference marking the 31st anniversary of the American Disabilities Act. Uh-huh. And there was a disabled woman there who was commemorating the event, and Joe Biden was asking where her mother is. In fact, it was like a stand-up Chuck moment.
You remember stand-up Chuck, the Pennsylvania state senator who was there, and he said, stand-up Chuck, and oh, that's right, you're in a wheelchair, right? Okay, so this is cut 11.
By the way, where's Mom? Mom, is she here? Oh, she's watching. Okay, I thought you looked and said, Mom is out there. I was going to ask her to stand up. But, Mom, you can't stand up if you're home.
She's with Chuck. They're waiting for the early bird special to start. All right. So then he started. Then, of course, he always gets words mixed up, especially if it starts with one letter. He goes to immediately the word he's thinking of that starts with that letter. And he had the same problem with mentioning Bob Dole, who, you know, Bob Dole, I think, is 98 years old. He's got cancer, but I assume he was there today. But this is Joe Biden talking about Bob Dole, cut 12.
It was personal to Bob Dole as well, who lost the use of his right arm in a heroic effort during World War II, who laid out in a hospital for almost 3 years. His injury is listed, and they've also lasted an entire lifetime.
His injury listed and lasted. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Then earlier in the weekend, he appeared at a fundraiser for Terry McAuliffe, the Clinton administration bundler, who was the governor of Virginia, term limited out. He's left. So now he's running again. And so he's trying to raise some money, and so first he introduces Governor Northam. Now, Governor Northam, as you know, some people say I prefer Governor Northam in blackface. Others say I prefer him in his Klan outfit because he's been photographed wearing both garb. But Joe really loves the guy, and again, Joe was good buddies with many of those Southern segregationist senators back in the 70s. He was bosom buddies, BFF with Robert Byrd, the former exalted Cyclops, served with Harry Byrd Jr., who, you know, whose father's statue was just torn down in Virginia. Cut one.
First off, it goes without saying how much I appreciate your current governor, Ralph Northam, by the way.
Again, he loves him in blackface, loves him in blackface. Now, and it wouldn't be a Joe Biden appearance without him confusing a couple of states. Cut two.
Thank God the governor of Alabama had one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country.
Alabama, Arkansas, what the hell? 508 says, who's in better shape, Bob Dole at 98 or Joe Biden at 78? I think we know the answer to that. All right. Then he mentions the Prime Minister of Japan. Cut three.
The Japanese Prime Minister, who, as I invited him, the first person to come to the White House head of state, he made it real clear.
Who is I invited him to the first person to the White House head of state? Try to diagram that sentence. All right. How's the cough doing? How many times have I told Dementia Joe to buy some Ludens or Smith Brothers? It doesn't matter which one. Just something here. Cut it seven.
He said, Joey, it's about a little breathing room. That's all people are asking for. It's a little bit of breathing room.
Get this man an iron lung, please. Come on. And of course, another hardy perennial of the Joe Biden sound cut cavalcade is confusion of numbers. Cut nine.
The Virginia economy boomed 200,000 jobs created. Unemployment went down in every single county.
Did he say the Virginia economy or the Virginia comedy?
The Virginia comedy boomed.
The comedy scene.
200,220,000 stand-up comedians.
Oh, this is comic gold here, isn't it? Comic gold. Cut 10, Terry McCollum.
He's been here before. He knows what to do. He knows how to get things done.
He knows how to get things done. We're at Cape Gunworks, and Terry McAuliffe knows how to get things done. All right. Thanks to everybody for coming out, and hope you'll stick around. And, again, we have President Trump with us at 5:30. Keeping our fingers crossed. It looks like it's a done deal, though. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or a 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
People like Mr. Tootle. Where are you?
Mr. Tootle? Does he have one of those new Saturday morning cartoon shows that I've not caught up with yet?
Oh, Mr. Tootle.
Joe also forgot where his wife. She's a doctor, right? You ever have a backache? You can go to her and get some Percocets or Vicodins. Dr. Jill, you know. Cut 8.
Terry's going to be your boss again. Does she teach at Northern Virginia Community College?
Ah, she teaches somewhere, right? She got her degree from somewhere. I think she got her degree from the University of Delaware. It helped that her husband had been the senator for about 40 years at the time she got there. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Grace loves it so much she borrowed some of mine to help with her acid reflux. To get free shipping, put in code word Howie when you go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
The U.S. Olympic basketball team lost to France yesterday. Your reaction? Saddened, gladdened, or could not have cared less?
I didn't even know they were playing, but two of my kids were down the Cape with us, and so they put it on. And they lost, and they seemed sad. I couldn't believe they were sad. I was actually kind of gladdened. So what were the results, Taylor?
3% were saddened, 23% were gladdened, and 74% could not have cared less.
Well, you know, I never would have. I never, even if I had cared, I wouldn't have been able to find it because I never heard of this Peacock thing. They didn't even have it on. I mean, they knew it was going to be such a ratings bomb, apparently, even the basketball, that they put it on something called Peacock, which is, I guess, an app or something like that. I don't know. Does anybody here know what Peacock
is? It's NBC's streaming service.
Yeah. Yeah, the engineer knows what it is. I haven't watched NBC, period, since the last, what, Sunday night football game? That's the last time I would. What would I watch on NBC?
The Office was on NBC for a while, and that was funny. But I watched a little bit of the Olympics last night because someone turned it on, and then I couldn't. Then they left, and I couldn't find the remote. And it wasn't bad. I watched the volleyball, which is kind of cool. It's really just cool hearing the backstories of some of the people, like the athletes and their families and stuff like that.
You know what I like hearing? I like hearing the crowd noise. Oh, that's right. There's no crowd noise.
They had one lady. I wasn't sure.
There's more crowd noise here than there is at the Olympics.
They had one lady yesterday who was adding, you know, her 2 cents, and she said so many things that I thought, wow, this lady's probably not going to be invited back. She was like, I'm so proud to be an American, hand over my heart, representing my country. I really liked her, but I was like, does she know she's on NBC?
Well, see, this is where the new panic comes in, because they can look at her and they can say, Dr. Fauci, she's tested positive. Get her the hell out of here. Yeah. We don't want her unless she's taking the knee. Unless she's, you know, dumping on the U.S.
It's like the Salem witch trials.
Right.
She's tested positive.
Right. Exactly. This is much like the Salem witch, this whole thing now. This is really bad what's going on here, as you know. I mean, what I can't understand about this whole latest thing from Dr. Fauci is they just had a trial balloon, what, Wednesday? You know? They put it out there. Oh, they're thinking about restoring the mask mandates. Everybody in the world dumped on it. You know, usually, you know, when your trial balloon goes down like the Hindenburg, you leave it alone for a few months. You know, you don't come back. You wait to see if things change. But here's Fauci back with another Clinton operative, Jake Tapper, and he's pushing it again. He's pushing the masks. How do they think this is going to go off? You know, and Biden's approval rating has already been slipping. That came out with a Gallup poll, which is, you know, I mean, I guess it's a little more believable than an NBC Wall Street Journal poll, but it's still not exactly, Rasmussen. And if he's losing already, what is he going to be like when they try to make people put on the masks again? When nobody's dying. Did you see what's happening in Australia? The state of South Australia. It's a big state. Millions of people live there. They've had 5 cases of Delta, and I don't think anybody's died. 5 cases, and they've totally shut everything down. And it's more draconian than any measures here. You can't go more than 6 miles from your house, and you're not. And the various states have borders. They have walls put up, and they're stopping people. You know, it's like a dream of former Governor Gina Raimondo in Rhode Island to keep people from New York out. Only they're really doing it. And is this the future? This is ridiculous. I don't think they're going to get away with this. I really don't. Let's see here. So Biden, you know, Biden is planning to raise everybody's taxes. So what would he? So here's what he said on Saturday. Cut 5.
I've been saying, I really mean this. It's about time ordinary hardworking people get a tax break.
Ooh. No joke. His emphasis is everywhere. Do you notice that? Like, you never know what
Not
part of the sentence he's going to
make. Not a joke.
Into. Oh, everyone should get a tax break. Why does he go so hard at the end?
Yeah, I'm going to raise the capital gains tax. We're going to, have a higher tax. You know, the gasoline price increase, that's in effect a tax increase. And but he, no joke. I think everybody.
I'm not the president.
Yeah, he's not the president. When we come back, we'll do the news with Grace, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And I'm ensuring that dignity and rights of disabled Americans are lifted up in every policy we pursue.
Pursue. Have you ever mispronounced the word pursue? It's not the most common word in the world, pursue.
I want to pronounce the name correctly. I misspoke.
Pursue. All right. Okay. We're here at Cape Gunworks, and everybody give yourselves a round of applause. Thanks. There's Adam Lang from the United Cape Patriots. He's from the Republican wing of the Republican Party, and a lot of other people here today. And we're happy to have everybody here. And again, we're going to have Donald Trump with us a little bit later via phone, we hope. And we've been trying to set it up for a while, and I think today's the day. But right now, it's time for Grace's News.
Welcome, everyone. Yes, it is time for Grace's News, and I'm going to start with what prompted the strange clip of Joe Biden saying, I'm not going to say it again. I started the show with it. If you can guess what he said. He said gibberish, but it sounded like he said, my butt's been wiped. Anyway, the actual question was involving immigration. And according to the New York Post, Biden thinks it remains to be seen if a pathway to citizenship for Dreamers, people originally promised such under the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals.
Which he said at least 21 times he did not have the right under the Constitution to grant. But then he granted it.
Yes, he's not sure if that can be included in his $3.5 trillion budget package. And I don't know if you saw this, Howie, but Trump was speaking this weekend and saying he hopes that Republicans don't go for this. He hopes they stand strong against these trillion-dollar ideas. The commander-in-chief made the comments just before walking into the White House Sunday while returning from a weekend in Wilmington, Delaware, after being asked by a pool reporter whether a pathway for citizenship needed to be included in budget reconciliation. So that remains to be seen. In other news, Kevin McCarthy has a new name for the Republicans who are going to be included on the 1-6 committee. Do you know what it is, Howie?
No, what is it?
He's calling them Pelosi Republicans.
Ooh,
it's pretty good.
I think they're doomed anyway, but that makes them even less likely to win re-election. That would be Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger from Illinois.
Yes, he refers to them as Pelosi Republicans after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tapped the two to sit on the Select Committee. But even more notably, she rejected Jim Banks and Jim Jordan. And said that they could not be on the committee. She was afraid they would jeopardize the investigation.
She wanted the really ethical people on that commission, like Adam Schiff.
Yeah. Who, by the way, we're still waiting for Adam Schiff to show us the compromat.
Right.
We're still waiting for that evidence of Russian collusion.
Is he going to have a statement when his big fundraiser, Ed Buck, you know that guy Ed Buck, the gay activist from West Hollywood who would bring in these black hustlers and then give them, inject overdoses of meth into them, just then watch them die? He's on trial right now, Grace. And they got all kinds of pictures of him with Adam Schiff at fundraisers. I think they've got pictures of him with Hillary Clinton and Gavin Newsom,
yep,
too. And, you know, this case, if you're outside of L.A., is just getting a big leaving alone from the national media. Can you imagine if a Republican big money guy was doing this?
I mean, if you're a Republican
black hustlers,
big money guy, you know, uses a plastic straw, it's breaking news. So I can't imagine if they did something like this.
Yeah.
It's a huge story, and it's just – I was talking to someone about this last night because I was talking to someone who used to be in magazines back when they were, you know
– back when they were different sometimes.
Yes. And I said –
like Field and Stream was different than Glamour. They're all the same now. Trump sucks.
Yeah, it's all
He's
articles.
He's so bad. How bad is he?
We're going to tell
you. Our special correspondent to the Boy Scout Jamboree is here with the news.
And we were just talking about how it's not – from a lack of stories. I mean, there's huge stories. There's massive scandals. You look at Andrew Cuomo. That was a treasure trove of stuff just sitting there. Everything they wanted Ron DeSantis to be, Governor Andrew Cuomo was, and they just didn't want to touch it. So it's what Kayleigh McEnany used to always refer to as journalistic curiosity. She said, where is this curiosity to look
who,
into anything?
What, when, where, why, and how?
They do not want to ask that.
Yeah, by the way, it was a busy weekend. In case you weren't paying attention on Friday afternoon, the Justice Department, the deep state was very busy. They dropped the case into Cuomo and the nursing homes and Whitmer's nursing homes and Wolf's nursing homes in Pennsylvania. They dropped spy cases against five Chinese quote-unquote researchers, also known as spies, who lied about being in the Chinese military. They got rid of those cases. Podesta, who, you know, had to disband his lobbying firm. He was the Hillary Clinton's campaign manager in 2016, and he was tied up with Manafort and some of these illegal dealings. He just has now gone back into business, and he's going to represent the big Chinese company. What's it called? Wei or something like that? I forget what the name of it is. I can't pronounce it. What's it called, Taylor?
Huawei.
Huawei. Why is he working for Huawei again? And why did they announce it on a Friday afternoon in the middle of summer?
Yeah, and if anyone wants to read about the DOJ or the FBI, there's a good column in the Boston Herald right now. I'm trying to get up on that top 10 ranker. Right currently, I think 7 of the top 10 articles are Howie Carr. So if you could click on mine and maybe get me to number 10, that would be appreciated.
There was another announcement, too. The Inspector General announced that one of the big wigs in the FBI, another female, another Lisa Page type. Did you see this? Yeah, she's been disciplined, whatever discipline means in the FBI. You can get away with taking bribes and they just let you retire. But she's been disciplined because she was taking part in personnel discussions involving her lover.
A lot of romantics in the FBI.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to the days of Clyde Tolson and J. Edgar Hoover. You know, they used to call that Johnny and Clyde. And then there was Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. And now there's this woman and whoever she's running around with.
All right, now this is an update on Hunter Biden. This is from Fox News. Hunter, do not let this destroy your faith.
A live story from the Chateau Marmont.
Do not let this destroy your faith in either Hunter Biden or the art community, okay? Because everything is on the level. I don't want you guys to worry. Hunter Biden's art dealer said he wanted to be the lead guy in China in 2015.
I'll bet he did.
The art dealer representing the president's son has long-standing ties to China and said in 2015 that he wanted to be the art world's lead guy in China. George Burgess, who I'm sure it's pronounced like Burgess or, you know, so I think he's French. But I just want to say, this guy's been everywhere, and he's so interested in Hunter Biden. I had a feeling. George Burgess, who is representing Hunter Biden as he ventures into the art world, has talked about his business dealings in China in the past, but his reported ties could pose an ethics issue.
I thought when you get out on parole or out of prison, they didn't want you to hang out with known reprobates or convicted felons or just known ne'er-do-wells. How does Burgess get away with hanging out with Hunter Biden?
Here's what he said in 2015. My plan is to be the lead guy in China, the lead collector and art dealer, discovering and nurturing talent from that region. I plan to find and
that
discover
region?
And bring to the rest of the world those I consider China's what? Next generation of modern artists.
What part of China is Hunter Biden from?
Well, I think his artwork is going to be... I'll be curious to see if people in China, maybe some Chinese businessmen who give out massive diamonds, maybe some of them will be interested in artwork.
Do you think the widow of the mayor of Moscow, who's already given him $3.5 million, do you think she might be interested in investing in this amazing... you've heard of the old masters. This is the new master, Hunter Biden.
I heard she's a big fan of concentric ink circles, so she might be an investor. By the way, before I get to my last story here, Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4 that I got at Toyota of Portsmouth. Howie loves it too because I drive him around a lot in it. It's very roomy and luxurious.
It is.
Would you
very
agree?
Comfortable.
Very comfortable car. And the process of getting it is awesome. You go to Toyota of Portsmouth. They have a huge, sparkling, clean showroom and an incredible staff. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. Make sure you tell Brad I said hi. Tell everyone that you heard it from me. Go to to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom. All right, Howie, now I read this during my show, but I think it's worth a repeat. Ted Cruz leads the backlash against runaway Texas Democrats. Now, these Texas Democrats, they're heroes. Keep that in mind, okay? They've done yeoman's work. We should all be thanking them for flying to hotels that we're paying for. But now they're asking supporters to send them care packages to D.C. And the care packages, this is what they want. Dr. Pepper and salsa to their $200 a night D.C. hotel.
See, it's from Texas, right? Dr. Pepper. So they're...
While they're getting paid $221 a day. Now, Ted Cruz responded back to the tweet about the care packages. He wrote back, "No Miller Lite?" Question mark. Which I thought was pretty good. But, I mean, they have no shame. Like, they keep getting dunked on every time they do this. They tweet out their meal. They tweet out their dirty underwear. And they're like, look at this life I'm leading. I'm doing it all for you. And people reply back, you guys are morons. And then they do it the next day again.
Can I read you something? The way the Associated Press treats a Republican walkout from a legislature as opposed to the Texas lockout. Okay, so in late June... The Republican members of the Oregon Senate walked out, right? This is the AP. Republicans in the Oregon Senate say they'll end a more than week-long walkout over climate legislation that ground the legislature to a halt. Weeks later, Austin, Texas. Democrat lawmakers who fled Texas to block a restrictive voting bill are living a life of scrutiny, stress, and secrecy. They seem to be operating on minimal sleep.
It's so painful.
They don't even try to cover it up anymore. It's just out there in the open.
I've never seen people so willing to call themselves heroes. They're like, we're doing a lot of brave things. It's like, if you have to say that so many times, you're probably not.
Did you know you do some stuff with tweets that the New York Post has been doing. That was from the New York Post. But, you know, what did AOC do last week, Grace?
AOC, what did she do? Well, she was on with Don Lemon. I know that.
Well, her online store.
Oh, AOC's merch, you mean?
Yes.
Tax the rich sweatshirts that go for like $60.
Yeah. Would you care to guess how many times Reuters tweeted out about her new online store?
How many times?
Eight times. Eight times in one day.
Well, did you see what happened with that? Sean Spicer retweeted it and was kind of making fun of her. And then she came back and gave this crazy definition of what capitalism is. And then everyone started writing back, that's not what capitalism is. But she tried to dunk on Sean Spicer, and it backfired. But I just don't understand. You really have to bend logic into a pretzel to be a socialist and then say, well, no, it's okay for me to sell $60 sweatshirts. Like, I don't even understand how liberals can get on board with that.
I don't either. But 508 says that you know how Hunter is signing his paintings?
How?
Hunter Van Snow.
Ha, oh gosh.
Ha ha ha.
That's about to take up the rest of the hour. People are going to start texting those in. I can feel it.
Speaking of the laugh, someone wants to know, is Willard Romney also a Pelosi Republican? He absolutely is. He and Lisa Murkowski, for sure. All right. We'll be right back. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
If you wake up in the morning feeling stiff, then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 has helped me with all my aches and discomfort. I've been using Balance 7 for months now, and I wish I'd learned about it years earlier. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take three times a day to break down the acid in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims, but with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. If you've been holding off, don't wait any longer. The mailroom manager loves it for energy, and my daughter Charlotte, who's probably here by now or soon will be at Cape Gunworks, takes it before bed to help her sleep.
I had to walk over to your house in the Cape and grab some of it because I had horrible acid reflux. So I asked the mailroom manager to leave some of it outside. It really does work like a charm.
It does.
I mean, it just gets rid of all of the acid in your body, and you feel so much better.
It does. It just makes you feel better.
And then you just have to start taking it every day, and it just prevents anything from happening as far as heartburn or acid reflux.
When I take Balance 7, I don't feel my energy fading as the day wears on. I have a jug at the studio and a jug at home. Balance 7 reduces the acids that build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you will feel the difference in 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. Go to balance7.com and put in code Howie for free shipping. That's balance7.com, code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
And we have to get in those communities, and we have to knock on those doors, and we have to convince people and put them in a car and drive them and get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
Wait a second. You put all the people... from the nursing home, you put all the people who were sick and you put them in cars and drove them to the nursing homes and you killed tens of thousands of people. Now he wants to put more people back in cars and drive them places?
Can we also just say, as a young female, Andrew Cuomo, I'm not getting in a car that you tell me to get in. Thank you very much. That's not happening.
His cell phone isn't working, Grace. Can't you help him out a little bit?
Come on. He shouldn't be telling anyone to do anything. He should be in jail.
They've wrapped up one of the investigations against him. Come on, Grace. They did it the same day they okayed Podesta and that they let the Chinese spies go. So, you know, we're back to normal America. You know, there's no more mean tweets. Everything is cool now. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Howie, I'm guessing the Biden cuts gives the mailroom manager an upset stomach. I know he does to me. But unlike her, I still want to hear him, Howie.
I think most people do. You know, and again, I'm surprised that more talk show hosts don't use this. You know, I can see that you can't put them on TV, maybe Fox or Newsmax or OAN every night, but you can certainly put them on talk radio. And they're fun. You know, I mean, they're sad, but at the same time, they're fun.
Yeah, but there are some cuts of people, Howie. I mean, there are some cuts of Joe Biden, like the ones that really blow up on Twitter, that Fox and a lot of these news stations don't play. And it bothers people. Because a lot of people think that people should be seeing what kind of state our president is in. But they won't play the fumbles. They'll just cut up the parts where it kind of makes sense and play that instead.
Yeah, I spent like 2 hours on Friday just because I had a little extra time, and I transcribed over 100 of the cuts from my column on Wednesday, and then I come in today and I'm happy he's got them, but Taylor had another 14, 15 today. They just keep coming. And did you hear any of the ones except for the one about my butt sweat or whatever he said? did you hear any of those cuts? On the news? No, they weren't. None of those cuts were on the news. And why not?
I just can't believe we're at a point in history where you're saying on the air, whatever he said, his butt's wet or whatever. Like, it's just wild that the leader of the free world might be saying, they wiped my butt. Or my butt has been wiped. That's insane. That's even a conversation.
Well, last week we played a cut where he said, I'm Joe Biden's wife. Right? I mean, how many places did you hear that? All right. We'll be right back. And again, we have President Trump on at 5:30 this afternoon. I'm Howie Carr.